Good morning and welcome to Lighthouse's Daily Manna. I am Pastor Ron, and I'm just totally blessed that you've chosen to spend a little time with me this morning. Today we're going to continue on in Proverbs chapter 24, and it's titled More Sayings of the Wise. And so before we do that, we need to pray. So won't you join me as we pray? Father, you are good. And it's in your goodness, your loving kindness, that we receive mercy. We don't get what we deserve. But we also do receive your grace. Lord, your unmerited favor. We can't do something to earn your love. You already love. And you extend your love as a gift that says, won't you receive the love that I have for you? And the love that you have for us, oh God, is Jesus. That your gift of eternal life is him. As it says in your word, for the wages of sin is death. There's a cost to our sin. It's death, separation from you. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Such a gift you have given to mankind. Such a gift you have given to each of us. Thank you, O God. How can we thank you enough? But we give you praise as we ask your blessing on our time together today. In your name we pray. Amen. So, more sayings of the wise. Verse 23. It says, these are also sayings of the wise. Isn't that great? But verse 24. Partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, you are in the right, will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips. Partiality in judging is not good. I think most of us would agree with that. You know, when you're in a position of leadership, lead. You can't be buddy-buddy with everybody. You can't be friends with everybody. Because what happens is people will take advantage of the friendship. And unfortunately, all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself in an awkward position to be tempted to look the other way in order to protect the friendship, which causes me to question, what type of friendship is that, right? But if we do, it's our leadership. If we compromise and we're partial in our judging, our leadership, then it's our leadership that comes under question, not that person's. Warren Buffett, and I think it's interesting that Warren Buffett said this. He says, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you'll do things differently. So it's like Warren saying, think before you make that type of a decision. Ben Franklin, which Ben, I think, is the one that kind of came up with that saying to begin with. He says it a little bit differently. He says, it takes many good deeds to build a reputation and only one bad deed to lose it. So may our thinking have good order and structure to it. I think the expression is ready, be ready, aim, fire, not ready, fire, aim, right? Ready, fire, aim causes problems. But impartial judging aligns us with corrupt people and corrupt decisions. I love what David wrote in Psalm 15. Let me read it for us today. It says, O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest, who does not take a bribe against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be moved. So the point is it's our character. Is it a blessing like a kiss? Verse 27. Prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. So it's kind of like the parenting thing. Do your homework first, then you can watch TV, right? Then you can relax. Prepare well in your labors, then enjoy the benefits, right? Not try to do it the other way around. Verse 28. Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done. You know, do not be a manipulator of people. Protect people's reputations. Don't immediately embrace something that someone else is saying about a person. Cause them to tell them, stop, wait a minute. Where do you get your information? Show me your facts. Don't just immediately embrace lies that people say about others in order to make themselves somehow look better. But it just says, you know, if someone has done you wrong, it's like that psalm I just read. It says, you know, but who honors those who fear the Lord and he swears to his own hurt? Don't worry about it. God's got you and he's got them too, right? But may we be diligent about protecting others' reputations even if they wrong us. That's what Jesus did for us. He says, no, they're still more valuable. Wow, what a love he has. Verse 30. I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense, and behold, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. You know, let not slothfulness of others, or I should say, let the slothfulness of others be a motivator to you to keep your priorities straight, right? It's interesting when you think about it. Fools refuse to learn from the wise because they know better. But the wise learn from the fools. To rebel against God is foolish. To surrender to God is wise. God is real, folks. He's as real as the air that I breathe, even though I can't see him. And his invitation is to all of us, all who are weary and heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. He says, come, learn of me. Let's get to know each other. That's the heart that God has towards us. Won't you surrender to him today and to the wisdom of his word? God bless you all, and thank you so much for joining me today. And we'll see you in Proverbs 25 next week.